Welcome back to More Than Money on 770 CHQR. There's one thing about this demographic that's becoming more and more popular, and that is play money. Mm-hmm. Play money, and what I mean by that, so let me define it for our listeners and viewers today, is people putting some money aside so they can play in the stock market.
Right.
That they can trade or invest on the things that they want to do that may not be part of their serious money or their serious investments that are designed for their retirement. So the question that always comes up is, how much money can I put aside to play with? And once I do that, what the heck do I do with that money? How do mm-hmm. what's my strategy? Is it literally casino money? Do I go and just pick a couple of names because I heard it at the Tim Hortons, you know, my Tim Hortons theory. For those of you who don't know, Tim Hortons is one of the best places to find out rumors of stocks to buy. People will sit down at a table, they'll have their coffee, their donut, they'll start talking about stocks, and you will hear them at the table next door next to you, and that's your next pick
the
of your
pick
stock.
Of the day.
That's right. And how many phone calls do we get for that, those ones? The Tim Hortons picks is what I call them. So there's, you know, how much money do you put aside? What do you invest into? What do you trade in? Or what do you, you know, have fun with? These are questions and concerns. And you had a recent story mm-hmm. of a client that you said, you know what, take this account and go do it yourself.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. Managing a whole portfolio
yep.
right, for the couple. And the individual, she had some stocks that were dear to her and that she liked to own and trade in a specific sector on the U.S. side. A little bit more volatile. Didn't fit in with our current program or yep. platform. And so I said, listen, if you're still engaged in these and still want to hold them, right, and still want to do some analysis or you know, look into them and do a little bit of trading, and if it's not on ours, why don't we take that off and go back to a do-it-yourself platform, which there's many of, right? Cheap trading platforms yep. at banks or outside of that, and to be able to do that. But the question came, are you okay with still taking on some of that risk in what you're doing?
This is about 10% of the family's savings that they've earmarked for retirement.
That's correct.
Right? So that's the first question. Is 10% enough? Is it the right amount, the right percentage? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think it comes with more conversation on what that money is actually going to be used for. Right? And in this situation, it came down to there was a lot more pension money to provide for their lifestyle.
Gotcha.
Right? So this money was looking towards more of the other buckets that we talk about.
Yep.
Right? On legacy and health.
Yep.
So then that was the conversation on, okay, is there risk to your health or legacy bucket?
Yep.
Because current expenses were covered.
Yep.
They weren't worried about that.
Yeah.
So in the conversation, yes, they felt it was okay.
Yep.
And they didn't need it specifically for legacy.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think what you're basically saying is pretty much what the solution to that, the number one question for people who want to have a little bit of play money is how much. Mm-hmm. And this is a process that you need to kind of calculate for. There are four major areas, we call them buckets, mm-hmm. that people need to focus on as they go through retirement. Number one, income or cash flow. How are you going to have your day-to-day life expenses covered? In this example with the client, it was primarily pension money from the company they were working at, CPP, old age security. So a lot of their cash flow needs was already protected.
Guaranteed.
Matt. So they've got that yeah. guaranteed income. Very little do they need on top of that for travel or anything additional. Then we look at the growth bucket to replenish that income bucket. Long as you've got that covered, you're good there. The third bucket is healthcare. Is actually doing a health plan to see, you know, what are some of the costs that if you decide to age at home or in a long-term care facility, what are the costs? And do you have the right amount of capital to pay for that mm-hmm. from all of your wealth? And then comes the legacy. Now, legacy is passing on assets or a gift to the next generation. And how much do you want to give there? Is it whatever's left over, or is there a certain amount, or are you trying to, you know, complete a vision towards a cause that you want to help? Whatever that vision on your legacy is.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point too, because I've seen it before too, where play money may become a charitable giving.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if there is a gain, right? Then charity you pass gets the benefit.
There you go. So that's an interesting piece as well. So you're trying to look at all these four buckets. Once you've got those four buckets covered, with the one caveat that you're reviewing tax on a regular basis, so you're not paying too much.
Right.
Whatever's left over, that's called never money. You're never gonna need it. Introduction of play at that level, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Whatever percentage of your savings that is, you can go up to that percentage. So in this example, if it's 10% of their entire savings is sufficient and it'll meet, all the other goals will be reached based on what they're saving. On 90% of their savings, 10% of their savings can be used to play. Done, no problem. In fact, I encourage it. I encourage investors who are investing through a money manager to also have a side account if they have never money. They'll never need it.
And if they want to.
And if they want to, yeah. They've got to be engaged and wanting to do
that. You want to have fun. You don't need to be up at 3 a.m., right?
Doing the research. That's a good question. How do you find, when people are buying their own investments, their own do-it-yourself accounts, where do they get their research from? Mm-hmm.
How
they
mentioned one, right? Tim Hortons is the first place.
Tim Hortons, and again, it's not Tim Hortons. It's coffee shop talk. So I'm not going to, poor Tim Hortons is going to give me an email saying, how dare you? but it's coffee talk shop, right? Like let's just have a conversation with a bunch of people and then you either overhear it, stuff like that.
But there's meme stocks, right? There's the flavor of the day
social
online.
Social media online, right? Yeah.
There is... what are we looking for too? It's not just the stocks. So I'll throw that question back to you. If it's not just stocks, what is play money when you say that? Are we talking about just stock investing?
No. I say you can play with anything. Mm. So it's let's go to the casino and play with it. Literally, go to the casino. You know I like playing craps.
Yep.
That's my never money. I'll never need it. So if I lose it all, whatever. If I make it all, I double my money, whatever. It's just play money. There's cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. There is artwork.
Yep.
There's coin collections. There's stocks. There's a whole bunch of things you can invest, quote
Real
unquote.
Real estate. Yep.
Businesses. All that can be with your never money. You'll never need it. You might as well do something that you're going to be engaged in doing. Mm. And I think that's the key thing you're going to be engaged in. A lot of the people that talk to us about this are investing in the stock market.
Right.
And some of them, quite a few of them that we talk to, our clients and people that listen to the show, are buying newsletters or just getting the free sample of a newsletter.
They're
not even paying for the subscription.
You got it.
And they're buying and selling stocks. What are your thoughts about newsletters and using that to buy and sell stocks for your play money?
Sometimes it takes the play out of it, in my mind.
Yeah.
Right. If you're going on someone else's idea, then you're subscribing to specifically their thesis of investment,
yep.
Which may be a niche of investment, right? Yep. That might be fine. But whoever is doing that newsletter is also owning that idea.
Yeah.
Right? So it takes that piece out of investing. And where are those ideas come from? And what kind of risk can those people that are developing those newsletters take? It's probably a heck of a lot different without knowing who is actually investing through their newsletter.
What I find interesting about newsletters or online chat portals or anywhere where you subscribe, either literally with money or by giving your information, the only way they actually make money is if you're paying for it or you give them your name so they can solicit your name to other companies. Mm-hmm. They do not get paid for being right or wrong.
You bet.
Right? They do not get paid if you believe them or not. They only get paid if you pay for the information, and that's it. Yep. Which is a very interesting model. So what's in it for them should be a thing that, and that's when anybody picks up an investment. You buy ABC stock. Where did you get your information from? If it's I heard it at coffee shop, well, think about where you're getting your information from. If you're getting it from a meme or a social media, you know, you're going through your feed and, oh, that's mm-hmm. a good stock to buy. TikTok is now giving a lot of stock picks out there. People who've never even seen a recession in their life are giving out stock picks on TikTok. And you're going to go, that's the person I'm going to believe and invest my money with.
While they dance.
Yeah. That's usually I'm the one that's dancing on that. Or you buy a newsletter, Rob, and you go and you know what the benefit or what's the incentive for that newsletter. Nowhere have I heard in the play area where people are doing a financial analysis of the company.
Yep, yeah.
I want to buy ABC stock, Faisal, in my play account. What do you think? I go, what's the company about? Well, I don't know. What's the financials? What's their EBITDA? Well, how much multiple are you paying? What's their debt to equity ratio? I don't know.
They're whim picks.
They're whim picks.
Yeah.
So the play money is whim. It's casino. Unless you want to make it into an art form. And then when you pick out a piece of artwork as you're with your play money, you're going to spend a lot more time figuring out which piece of artwork than you are going to pick a stock.
You bet.
It's very interesting. And so the advice that we would give for people who have play money is this literally play money that you can lose it all? If the answer is yes, go at it. If the answer is no, we cannot lose it all, then there has to be some sort of research behind it. And that's important, don't you think?
100%.
Now there's research, there's data, there's a proven way of success to bulletproof your retirement. And I think what we need to do and our part of our responsibility to the public is to educate them and inform them on how to bulletproof your retirement. So we have an upcoming seminar in February. Why don't you tell our audience about that?
Yeah, let's do that. Tuesday, June 21st at 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
I want to thank you for joining us on another show of More Than Money on 770 CHQR from Rob and Faisal. Have a great weekend.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.